is Julie Christie interviewing Fahmea Pooley of Cardiff about the storms of June 8 to 11, 2007.
So, yeah, well, the first that I saw it flooding, it was, big sort of whoosh of it, and some of the cars were beginning to, rising sort of to the wheel level and a little bit higher. And I would sort of pop my head out and just had a look at the water gushing down the footpath, and this lady's like, I don't know how I'm going to get into my car. Anyway, and so that was her problem. No, but that was her. I'm like, yeah, this is shocking. And so I went back inside, and then, you know, I just pulled Gail out of the consult room and sort of said, no, have a look at the front. And it was beginning to lap up to the steps. And I'm just like, well, but she had someone in the consult room, and then she had whatever it was. She went out the back to the cattery. She said, you better get those cats out of there because the water's lapping at the door. And I went out there, and it was ankle deep, so I had to, you know, just take my shoes off and that sort of thing. And so I was about to do that actually, rolling, you know, my pants up, and it just started to come in. Up through the drain in the prep room, of water actually started to come up, and then I'm like, Gail, it's coming up through the drain, and she goes, and I went in to grab a towel, just to mop that up. But anyway, and then water started coming through the walls and through all the skirting boards. Just leaking everywhere, like, we're getting a bit more than a couple of towels. So I sort of found it exciting, like, I wasn't scared at all. I know Gail was freaked out because we'd be into business. But I was sort of, it was very surreal. And, so that just came up really quickly, so I ran out and grabbed the cat. And it had blacked out there, so we couldn't see it all, so we're just grabbing these cats, you know, madly. And it's, you know, raining really hard, and so the cat's freaking out just because of the rain and the water. By that time, they're probably shin height, so she brought them into the hospital cage room and put them in the high cages, and we just had to keep going out and doing that. So all consults stopped, even though there was only one client in there. It was near closing time anyway, and so we're racing out and getting the cats, and just kept rising, and pushing the doors open, it just reminded me of Titanic, so in the movie they're pushing, you know, they're wading through the water and got these cats clinging on, and one ripped my shirt and just all this sort of thing, and it was crazy. And and I was just German Shepherd in one of the lower cages, and it was supposed to be staying there overnight. I'm like, what are we going to do? Because couldn't walk, so I had spinal injuries, couldn't walk, and it's like 50 kilo German Shepherd. By that time, the people who worked, like beauticians, they came, a few of them came and see what we were doing, and they were holding the door open and letting it sort of wash out because it had risen inside as well. And so it was flushing out, just like a current just going straight through on the hallway. And so they were doing that, and all these fellows from up the road came down. I thought they were the SES at first, but they were just doing it off their own, like just made sure everyone was okay. They had a few flashlights and things because it had blacked out by then. And so they helped us move the German Shepherd. We had to get him on a big blanket, but by that time it was sort of lapping up to the cage where he was, and like, he's going to die if we leave him overnight there. And it was funny, I remember I was in the cage room and it was, you know, around my knees then. I'm like, oh, because there's a bit of a step that leads out to the back. And I thought, oh, maybe I can open the door and let that bit of the water out, and I open the door and there's exactly the same level outside. It was just like, okie doke, so we're getting rid of the water that way. Just sort of things like that was very, it was really, I thought it was exciting, something that, yeah, it's just like, wow, this is a really interesting evening. And yeah, but it was quite pretty exciting. Then we went, Gail and I went out the front, because, you know, it's flooding inside, so thought, well, it's coming from the drain. We had a look at the drain and it was totally overflowing, and there was debris blocking the fence, sort of as if it was, yeah, it was almost like a mesh catching it. And so we thought, well, if we can move this stuff, like all the, you know, tree branches, and there was a rubbish bin, and that's pissing down rain and freezing, like we were wet to the core right then. And it's just like mental rain. It wasn't just like lightly coming down. It was hard from the water from the drain was, you know, ripping up through us. And right then I felt really sort of the survival. So that was fun for me. Even though, yeah, obviously working on adrenaline and stuff, but it was really quite, I sort of like, and putting all your awe into it, like everything to try and move it. It was really, it's something that I haven't experienced before. And you putting your everything into it, and no matter what, like doesn't matter how cold you were, or how, you know, sore it made you feel to try and move this stuff out. But we couldn't move, it was just way too heavy. But yeah, we put all our energy into it and stuff. So we couldn't, there was no luck with that, so we sort of just went inside and tried to do what we could to, save the, and get as much water out as we could and stuff like that. We had to put the cats in the carry basket. Yeah, and then there was a few more people milling around and sort of waiting or helping us, because the beautician had a father who was sitting and he was apparently had a heart, operation or something, and so she's like, I've got to get him out of here. So he was sitting there and she was opening the door, and so there's still a few people around that weren't part of the clinic or anything. Yeah.
What about after it was over, after the adrenaline rush? Did you feel that you've been through a really dangerous situation? Or?
Yeah. I guess the realisation set in, and then I was like, wow, it was quite dangerous and stuff like that. And just really, but I think I was still just going on the buzz of it. I've been through something quite unreal. And but I didn't feel, like I think Gail said she felt like she was in shock, whereas I was just like, whoa, this is great. Not great, but.
What about the animals? How were they coping at this stage?
Oh, they were, because they were wet and they were scared, we felt really bad for them, and they were, because we transported them over to Gail's car, and obviously they got wet on the way across in the rain, and so they're making horrible noises, and just sitting in there shivering, and oh, so horrible for them. But yeah, there was like 6 cages in the back of a car, and there was her dog, and then another lady's dog who was still here when it all happened. So I wish they could have been in a better situation, but I suppose just getting them out of there was the main thing.
Yeah. What about the dog who couldn't walk? Where was he?
He was at a client's house up the road. We went in after, and he was in just an empty room with blankets, or the blanket that we carried him over there with. And he was not looking that great, and he was cold, and the room was really cold, and but at least he was dry and he was safe. So, but yeah, just
And how is he now, do you know?
Yeah, he's actually all right. He's cool. And all the cats were, I tried to warm them up because he had a fire, and there were all these people there. Who must have worked in the shops and things, and so we're trying to warm the cats up and rotate them round and stuff like that. So yeah, it wasn't great for them, but at least they were warming up and sort of drying off as well.
Mm-hmm.